Hey friend, I'm Sol Ballard, your empowerment coach. I guide people to achieve their most deepest desires and fall fiercely in love with life. I'm so super excited you're joining me on Get in the Flow Auditory Glory. And I just want to say congratulations. You are well on your way to everlasting bliss and an insane amount of success. You truly are. And I just want to let you know that I'm obsessed with spirituality and psychology, and I will use that in any way that I can to move you onwards and upwards. So in my coaching practice, I've helped a ton of people snap out of the feelings of being stuck and gotten them to move and shake towards what their heart is calling them to do. And through that, I've been able to refine my process, and I packaged it up in 5 gorgeous and simple steps for you to get started on. So from my own journey, I know that this is an amazing starting point. Let me fill you in. I used to have a knack for everything self-destructive back in my day. I had a codependent relationship with alcohol, which won me a permanent spot in rock bottom living. And needless to say, my mentality was all out of whack. I couldn't fathom a dream life because your girl was just trying to survive one day at a time. And one day, spirituality came knocking at my door, and it was just a call that I knew I had to answer. I remember sitting in my living room floor, preparing for meditation, tears gushing down my face, and I was just looking up at the heavens, and I said, I don't want to live like this anymore. I don't want to live like this. I really don't. This is not the life that I intended to have. And I don't know who I was talking to, but I just said it. And there was just so much power in saying that out loud, admitting that I needed guidance and help. And from then on, I just trusted the process, and I put one foot in front of the other using some of the tools that I'm sharing with you today. And it was completely worth it. It wasn't long before I became wildly obsessed with psychology and spirituality and realized the power of heart and mind. And I knew that if I had the tools to change my thinking process and I coupled that with faith, I would be golden. And thus began my spirituality and psychology infatuation. Before I knew it, I was spreading this message to the world. I really wanted to be of service. And back in my rock bottom days, I never thought that I'd be living the life that I'm living today. I never thought that I would have the experience to live in a gorgeous Caribbean island and travel the world at my leisure and do what I love for a living or share my life with a beautiful partner. And I'm only telling you all of this because I want you to know that your deepest desires can become your reality too. Please trust me when I say this. This story is about you so that you know what's possible when you combine heart and mind. Are you ready to begin? I am so excited. Let's begin. But before I go into the 5 steps, I want you to do this. I want you to close your eyes and think about what you really want to create in your life. What do you truly in your heart desire? What do you want? Think about how you want to feel. Think about what you want to have. Is it that new business? Is it that partner in your life? Is it insane amounts of money? What is it? Okay, now that we have that in mind, let's move into step number 1, which is honor what you want. Because you see, to move forward with your desires, you must accept and be okay with what you want. And for me, it's always been the case that if my heart says that I have to do something, I have to do it. You have to leave the guilt behind. You have to let go of any feelings of unworthiness. My feelings of unworthiness used to weigh me down. They stopped me from even thinking that I deserved a good life or that I deserved anything that I wanted. And because of that, I never even attempted. I never reached my potential. Working on putting those feelings to bed catapulted me into going into the direction I wanted my life to go in. So how do we do that? How do we let go of the feelings of unworthiness? How do we let go of the guilt and honor what we want? How do we do it? Here's the thing. You know with every cell in your body that the world needs you. If the universe didn't need you, you wouldn't be here. Plain and simple, you are needed. Your work is needed. Your mind is needed. Your unique creativity and spark is needed. The universe created you to serve a purpose only you can give. So go out and do what inspires you. Do what you love. What you want to do is not an accident. You are being guided. Yes, even if you just want to travel and see the world, it could be that your soul is needed in many different places. Even if others are already doing what you want to do, your collaboration is needed. The world needs you. And I wish that I would have accepted this in the beginning of my journey. Knowing that you're needed accelerates your process. And once your mind accepts an idea, it will do anything in its power to try to execute on your behalf. Okay, next step. The next step to accelerating your deepest desires and stepping into the flow is to focus on what you can control. See, when I was stuck in the rock bottom of my life, I was so consumed by everything beyond my control that I felt paralyzed, I felt robotic and disempowered to take control of my life and steer it into a life of abundance and freedom, a life in which I could manifest my deepest desires, like serving others. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to help other people. But something really crazy started to happen when I started focusing only on things that I can control. It was like I was in the flow. It was like things started finally moving forward because I was just focusing on what I could do. And whenever things happened that I didn't anticipate or that maybe I just didn't want to invite into my life, I placed my mind on this ancient quote. And this is the same quote that I use till this day when my reality seems to be caving in. I just placed my mind on this quote slash mantra slash the thing that keeps me together, which is, if this is the will of the universe, then so be it. I'm going to repeat that. If this is the will of the universe, then so be it. And guess what? It just so happens that everything is a will of the universe. So focus on what you can control and just let the universe handle the rest. The universe knows what it's doing. So just allow it to do its thing. Okay, moving on to step number 3 of getting in the flow. So you know that quote that says, in order to have something you've never had, you have to do something you've never done. Okay, so that quote is super spot on because tip number 3 is choose differently. Okay, so your personal reality up until this point is made up of your thoughts and your feelings combined with your actions that you've taken to get to this exact point in life. So if you keep choosing the same pattern of thoughts and feelings and actions, you will always end up in the same spot. So whenever I have clients that say, I feel like I'm stuck. I feel like I'm like stuck in a rut and I can't move forward. I can't make any progress. I don't know the next step. I get that a lot. And it's probably because they keep thinking the same way and they keep doing the same things. So I always advise them to think differently. So whenever you're having a very disempowering thought, whenever you are in the process of procrastinating or taking a step backwards instead of forwards towards the expansion of your goals and your dreams, I want you to stop and think, what could I do that's more empowering in the situation? What could I do that's going to get me closer to my dreams? What can I do that's going to take me away from everything that I keep doing and onto a new path and a new direction? And when you start to choose differently, magical things begin to happen. That's when the real work starts to happen. And you must become very conscious of your unconscious behavior and choose new thoughts and actions and feelings to experience a new reality. You must do this repeatedly and you must do this deliberately. Okay, so now we are on step number 4, which is one of my most favorite steps, which is expand your mind. Okay, so remember in the beginning of this audio, I had you close your eyes and think about what it is that you really wanted to manifest in your life, what you wanted to bring about, how you wanted to feel. Okay, so that dream, that goal, that desire, learn everything about it. Expand your mind and learn everything there is to know about it. Expand your knowledge on that subject. And that's just an idea of a place to get started, to get a new flow of information. Anything that is empowering can be a great source of information to introduce to your mind. Because you see, when you learn new things, your brain starts to think in different ways. Your brains will start firing off different sequences and patterns and combinations that will activate different neurons in ways it never did before. So you'll begin to think in ways you never have because you have a new flow of information that leads to making more savvy choices, choosing new ways to act, and leading you to new ways of feeling. And all of these things essentially change your reality. So make sure that whatever you choose to learn, whatever you introduce into your life, it makes you feel great because emotions are key here. Amazing. And it's the same thing with mantras. When you say a mantra or an affirmation, you're introducing a new way of thinking into your life. And you're also simultaneously letting the universe know what you're ready for. So for me, one of my favorite affirmations is, I dwell in the realm of opportunity. I dwell in the realm of opportunity. And I just let that marinate in my brain and let it fire off neurons and all of these sequences and all of that other good stuff. Okay, and last but not least, tip number 5 is to lean on your faith. Have faith in the process. Co-create with the universe. Understand that there's a higher order to things and that you are part of something greater than yourself. And when things don't go your way, please know that it's not by any means an attack against you, but it's a door that's open in a different direction. And follow the redirection, see where it leads you. And focus on creating what you want in life with your actions, with your thoughts, with your feelings, and let go of trying to control everything. And just remember that everything that happens is a universe will, and collaborate with it. There's a quote that says, have faith that things will work out. Maybe not how you planned, but how it's meant to be. And sometimes things work out the way we intended them, and sometimes the universe surprises us with a plot twist. That's just the way things work. And I just hope that you know that either way, you're being guided. And surrender that. Surrender to that. Just surrender and give everything all up and understand that everything is a universe's will. And lean on your faith and just trust that bigger and better things are coming your way. So there you have it. Those are my top 5. I really hope that they helped. These steps may sound super easy or super difficult depending on where you are in your journey, but either way, they're extremely powerful. I'll be hopping back on your inbox soon, but before I go, I would love the opportunity to help with any challenges that you may be experiencing. So reply to this email you received and let me know what your biggest struggle is. You also may be wondering how you can get more of this juicy action. And to that I say, reply to this email and ask how we can work together in a more personalized and customized way. I would really like that. So again, I was super happy to have worked with you. I'm happy that you signed up. I'm happy to be a part of your quest. And if you know of anyone else that could benefit from this, please send them over to soulballard.com, share the link in which you got this audio from, and we can all just be happy and prosperous and blissful and successful, and it'll be awesome. All right, I will see you next time. Bye.